This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We turn now to sophomore communications major and soccer player for Chicago State University, Chloe Cain. Hey there, Chloe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I gather you might have better chosen political science as a major, given the state of the budget in Illinois and all that.
No, I'd rather stick to communications.
Are you going to graduate? I mean, the budget is non-existent in the state of Illinois. You haven't received a dollar from the folks in Springfield at Chicago State University, and they're saying that the school's in danger of shutting down.
Well, yes, this is the case, but students and staff here at Chicago State, we still continue to go about our normal day. As far as I know, no teachers have been laid off. Students are very frustrated, me myself being a student too, but we are still, you know, the doors are still open. We are still going about our normal day, but it's very, very frustrating. I take my education very seriously, and I hope that the budget does eventually pass, because then, you know, we would be funded. But, you know, without that money, it is frustrating from a financial point as well.
Describe to me the importance of Chicago State University on the South Side and as a player in really a community member on South Side Chicago.
Well, Chicago State University, it brings the community together, you know, through, you know, community outreach programs. You know, we have so many different clubs, so many different activities. It's a foundation, lays the foundation for everyone to come together and really exemplify their talents and be who they are. And the community is so close that without Chicago State University on the South Side, where else would people go to be together? I mean, it connects everybody hand in hand.
Do you think the fact that this is a majority African-American student body in a neighborhood that is known for not being politically empowered in Chicago is part of the reason why you haven't been pushed to the top of the sort of queue as far as state funding is concerned?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons. But again, you know, there's other universities who are struggling with the same problem. They're just not as threatened as we are. I mean, Chicago State University doesn't have that much financial support from alumni or, you know, any partnerships with, you know, other companies and organizations. So we lack an emergency, you know, net funding to fall back on. We rely heavily on our state budget, you know, as a state school. So I think that's one of the main reasons. I do, you know, say that because we're a majority Black university, that does contribute heavily to it. But I think, you know, both of those aspects, you know, contribute to our situation.
Is it the case that you need from the state of Illinois 30% of a $105 million budget, which is like $30 million, something like that, right?
Yes, that is true.
30
yes.
million.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump probably spends that on airline fuel. Right?
Yes, right.
I mean, for heaven's sakes. I mean, well, good luck. I mean, you know, the worst case scenario is you are getting an education in your life. That's for sure, Chloe.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing. I chose Chicago State as my school of choice to continue my athletic and academic career. And I would hate to see these doors close. And, you know, we're on a wing and a prayer. We're on faith that, you know, that they pass the budget and Chicago State University doors stay open.
Chloe Cain is a sophomore in communications major and a soccer player at Chicago State University. Where are you at? Are you a striker? What do you play?
I play forward. Yeah, I am a striker.
All right. She sounds like it. Chloe, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.